This episode was sponsored by Critical Dice and the Endless Bag of Dice.
Welcome to the Compendium, a resource that's designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing. All right, we are back. Episode 10, and this is our final episode covering combat. We're going to wrap up the discussion about how to fight things today. We are going to start off right off the bat with talking about damage types. We've talked about how to inflict damage, but there's a number of different types of damage that your characters can be subjected to. Some of them seem obvious, other ones do not seem obvious at first glance as to what that actually means. And so let's just unpack them one by one and kind of clarify the simple ones and the complicated ones.
Yeah. So I think the most common one is going to be a collection of three, which is BPS, which is bludgeoning, piercing, slashing, right? This is the main ways, the main mundane ways, at least, that you're going to do damage. And these are, I mean, you see them all over the place. And oftentimes, I think even when you look at the weapons your character has, you kind of ignore what the damage type is, but it actually does come into play. So just to identify them, you have bludgeoning, which is blunt force trauma, you know, hammers, falling, mallets,
hitting someone with a stick,
hitting someone with a club, exactly. actually, in constriction, like if a giant boa constrictor is squeezing you, that's not squeeze damage; it's bludgeoning damage, which is interesting.
Squeeze damage.
It is, yeah, yeah. Squeeze damage would be awesome. If you know your grandmother hasn't seen you in a while, you might take squeeze damage.
Yeah, one before, you know.
Exactly. And then there's piercing, which is puncturing, kind of impaling attacks. That's spears, teeth bites, rapier, that's piercing, that kind of stuff. And then there's slashing, which is like swords, axes, claws, that kind of stuff. And the reason that you need to pay attention to that is because there are certain kinds of creatures that are resistant to certain kinds of things. So what's really funny is that you can look at something like the Awakened Tree monster, and it is resistant to bludgeoning and piercing damage, but not slashing damage, you know, like from an axe, which is hilarious because it's a tree. And then you'll oftentimes see a lot of things that say, you know, it has a resistance or it's immune to non-magical bludgeoning, piercing, slashing, or non-magical BPS. And some of the higher CR monsters are going to have that. And that just means that they have some kind of special protection, or they themselves are magical. And so if you don't have a magical weapon, you're not going to do any damage to them. And then there's also some things you'll see where non-magical, non-silvered, or non-magical, non-adamantine BPS, you know, so it's just kind of layering on the things that it's immune or resistant to, unless the slashing or piercing or bludgeoning damage is also silvered or also cold iron or also whatever else. And so you'll see those things on there.
Now, with the just as a simple clarification, with the magical items, the magic it possesses does not have to be slashing damage.
No.
Let's say you have like a sentient sword that like whispers inspiration to you whenever you go to hit or something like that. It has nothing to do with slashing, but that would still bypass that requirement of like non-magical, right?
Yes. Okay. If you can do damage with it and it's magical, then it counts. You know, like if you have like an immovable rod, right? It's a magical rod. You click the button and it just freezes in place. Even in midair, it can hold like 1,000 pounds. It's awesome. A lot of fun things you can do with it. But if you decide to use it as an improvised weapon and just wail on somebody with it, it would still count as a magical bludgeoning attack. Just not as much damage as you would hope, but that would get around it. So yeah, you absolutely can do that. And also too, just to clarify and to remind people, resistance means that if something is resistant to a certain kind of damage, they take half damage. If they're immune to it, then that means they take zero damage from it. And if they are vulnerable to it, they take double damage to it. And all of those things happen after any other modifiers. And so if, for instance, if you know, you've got something that reduces fire damage by 5 to you, and you also have fire resistance because you're a tiefling or a red dragonborn or something, you know, you would reduce the damage by 5 and then cut it in half. And so that's how that kind of works. You always take that multiplier, that times 0.5 at the end.
Right. So. And if people want more in-depth information on that, check out episode 8. We have an episode about resistance, vulnerability, and immunity where we can dig a little bit deeper into that.
That's exactly it. Yeah. So what's really funny too is back in the old days, you used to model this damage a whole lot more with BPS. And so I think I mentioned this before, but skeletons were always immune or resistant, I think, to slashing and piercing because they're just bones, you know? Mm-hmm. So you had to have a bludgeoning weapon. But the like worst thing in the world was skeletal archers. So they're far away shooting at you with arrows, and it's hard to shoot back at them because you don't have bludgeoning arrows unless you're going old school green arrow, have the boxing glove on the end to smash them with it. So that was the bane of many editions were skeletal archers. But so these days the BPS is not quite as difficult. But another great creature too that is resistant to normal BPS is also the swarms. Any of the swarms actually have they have resistance to bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing, which is great because that even counts towards magical bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing. So since they're, you know, not a single thing, they don't take a lot of damage from normal stuff.
Yeah, and that throws a whole nother layer in because the BPS is like 90% of what most characters have to protect themselves. So that would have to bring in some strong ingenuity there.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're just a fighter or a rogue or something, man, that's gonna be hard.
You're just gonna run around.
Bees! What is it to be bees?
For all you Eddie Izzard fans out there. Yes. So out of curiosity, is a gelatinous cube resistant to these things?
Gelatinous cube, you remember? I think it has resistance to non-magical BPS.
I would imagine it's like slashing jello. It's kind of like a self-healing. Just kind of like sucks itself back together again.
Yeah, the gelatinous cube is... Oh, it doesn't. It's immune to like blinded, charmed, deafened, exhaustion, frightened, and prone, but that's it.
Interesting. Just shaving slices of the jello off.
Yeah. Now, there's some kind of oozes. If you hit them with slashing damage, they actually split. And now there's two things with...
oh my God, I love those ones so much.
Yeah, that's bad. It's really bad.
It's a lot of... I've used those ones. I think they're in the Lost Mines of Phandelver, the campaign. Yes. And my players were like, wait, what just happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like so the black pudding is like immune to slashing damage, just all slashing damage. And if you hit it with a slashing damage, which it's immune to, it splits into two new puddings as long as it has at least 10 hit points. And it starts with 85. So now you could be going, aha, I'm gonna whittle it down. You're like, now I'm facing 8 of these things and I didn't do any damage to it, and now they all get a turn. So, you know, I know we're talking about combat and strategy. Do that.
Thanks so much for tuning into the compendium this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed listening to the conversation that Jason and I had. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast so that you're always the first to know every time a new episode is published. They come out every Tuesday and Friday, or if you're a patron on our Patreon account, every Monday and Thursday, since you'll get them a day early. If you'd like to learn more between episodes, you can always follow us on social media by looking up the compendium, C-O-M-P-E-N-D-M, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.